You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Jersey Shore news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore.
Very, very nice.
Which one of you just did that?
What's that? Did what?
Who did that?
I like that. Ronnie Jr., can I have a little more, please?
That's funny.
Thank you. I love this. Okay, you guys, we are here. Jersey Shore, Season 5. Love at the Jersey Shore, Episode 7. Kevin K-Wow Undergaro with Jessica Kingpin King.
Kingpin?
I've got Sassy Gabby Lauren, and of course, Rocky Rookie Stride. Girls can say hi. This is our high-end meatballs.
What's going on? Nope. It's a matzo ball.
That's awesome. I got my juice. What's up, juice?
From New York.
Here we go. What, Ronnie? You got to give me some DJ, Ronnie.
Guido applications accepted. Over here.
Okay. Anyway, we drank tonight, so, you know, please forgive us if there's anything wrong. I felt like we had to, but I know me drinking during this episode, I'm loving the show again.
That's also why we couldn't figure out how many nightclubs they went to in one episode.
It took me like 15 minutes.
We had to break it down for a while.
I actually like this episode. What did you guys think?
Really?
That's because you were drunk.
Thank you. That's probably right.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I love it. I'm back.
Wait, I'm on the drinking topic still, but we told everybody last week that we would take a shot this week.
Shots are coming.
Shots are coming.
PAs
so
are bringing
them. Shots are coming.
Yeah, they're coming.
We got some requests for tequila, but more for vodka. So
no tequila. No tequila.
And Ronnie Jr., when these shots come, I better have some background music. Okay.
Oh, God. There's no chaser.
I need a chaser. I'm such a one.
Yeah, me and Jeff need chasers.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. By the way, we will break this episode down, so just please everyone bear with us. We will. We will do our
job. What? If you are home right now, pour yourself a shot.
Yeah.
Join in on the fun. Take one with us. Maybe even chug a beer. Something fun like that.
I'm going to throw a little random thing out there. Before we are going to break down the episode, we're going to go over everything. We're going to stay on point. But I want to know, and now in everyone here, just be honest. You're out at a club. Okay.
I can picture it.
Or a bar. in L.A. And Vinny, Ronnie, Sammy, or Situation.
Wait, Sammy,
are there,
the girl?
Not Sammy, I'm sorry. Ronnie.
Polly.
Polly. Yeah, the boy.
You're just trying to name all the guys.
The four of them. The four guys
all
are
the
out
guys,
there.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The shots have arrived.
Chaser, please.
So
Chaser.
So wait. They're out at the bar.
Okay.
Now, be honest. I know you're going to drink with them. Yeah, I know you're going to have fun. Maybe not Jessica. You guys, I know you're
what?
Totally in.
Excuse me. I've actually been at the same places as these people, and
okay,
I haven't.
I'm saying you have the...
Wait a minute. Are you trying to say that I'm not fun?
Not what I'm saying. No, what I'm saying is I don't...
I need to be down.
No,
he's saying we're the sluts and you're the normal girl.
Earlier you called me the team nerd. The team nerd.
And now I'm not fun enough to go to a club.
No, let's back up. Wouldn't you say out of this team, you're the nerd? I would say so.
I wouldn't say I'm the nerd.
Okay. Of this team.
I love how Kevin is so honest about everything he thinks.
Okay, so wait.
But now that we don't have Ed Bowling anymore, so you can be the fill-in.
You can be the new one I pick up. But listen, And as far as you not being with them, I just feel like your level of integrity, you would not be. You'd go over to interview them. I don't see you going over
your
there.
Your level of integrity.
And dancing and having fun with them.
Words.
I do not see that.
Now
be honest.
Kevin's offending us.
Is that what you see? Could you? I do not see you that.
Yeah,
that.
I go out. I get down.
With them, I'm saying with those four.
Sure.
I could see you going up and interviewing them. I could see you doing that. I don't see you going up and being like,
I wouldn't be a groupie. I would be like making out with them.
There you go. Okay, so that's what gets me to my
more important matters.
My question.
Ronnie's trying to give Joe a shot over here.
No. Stop that. Stop that. He's on the clock. All right. He's here to protect me. So
from us?
Yes. So okay, let's be honest. You guys, you're partying with them. Tell me, would you guys do a makeout with them? Would you, if they really hit on you?
With all four of them?
Be honest, Dustin.
Yeah,
all at once. Don't deflect with the jokes. I'm saying any one of them comes on you. Now, be honest.
Depends on which one.
Well, who would you do it with?
All right, so then? I'm going to say situation. I'm going to say the toughest one.
I would make
one.
Out with Vinny and Polly.
How about if you didn't... Well, let's say if it was first season and all of their personalities were still fresh to you.
I would make out with Vinny and Polly.
All right, Vinny, Polly, Gab.
Everyone but Mike.
Everyone but Mike.
You'd make out with Ronnie.
Right, yeah, I'd make out with Ronnie.
Jessica, you.
Yeah, I wouldn't
cute,
make out with them.
I'm like,
you
I
wouldn't.
Feel like Sammy would come and kick the crap.
See, that's what I thought. Okay,
well,
that's fine. All right, but okay, that's now.
As you guys continue the show, I do have to ask just one person at a time.
Thank you very much.
We have so many conversations going on at once.
Sorry, Phil. Sorry, sir. Okay, so... Let's concentrate on Mike. Be honest. It's Mike. And he's laying the moves on. You guys are doing shots. You're not going to take one for the team. Just something to tell your kids or your friends, your sorority sisters, the whole thing. Like, oh, we made out at the bar. No big deal.
Should I start the whole hand-raising method, Phil? Is that the way to go about it?
Go ahead.
Sure.
Like buzzers.
Roxy.
Buzz me in.
Roxy.
No, absolutely not. Mike's a psycho. He's psycho. And
not
I would
even
never,
a make out at
make
the
out,
bar.
Not a make out at the bar.
Even after 6 kettles on the rocks.
And not even after 15. Blacked out.
My vision.
Out.
Gabby,
my vision doesn't change and my hearing doesn't change when I'm drunk.
No?
So I will say I would never.
Never?
Touch Mike.
Wow.
So everyone's vision changes.
Well, that's it.
No, mine doesn't.
That's it for the matzo balls.
You're ugly. You're ugly. If you have a horrible personality, you have a horrible personality. That's it.
All right, in our special segment, Phil's going to try to coax people into dancing again, doing the Jersey Turnpike. It seems like everyone's getting better and better each week. I had a question for you, Roxy, during the show. Roxy, very high IQ. What was your GPA in high school?
I had a 4.2.
4.2, and I know you're at USC.
I am,
and doing very well.
Relatively.
Okay, but you also party a lot, and I see that some of the real worlders who come through here really like you, and it seems like you can hang out with everyone. My question I want to discuss in the special segment, with this high IQ, are you able to run with these people? That's what I think I've always found crippling.
How do I drink so much? How do I party so much?
No. You get along with them. She does.
When I do.
Like, she hangs out with all different kinds of people. I see her with the real world.
You're still socially able to...
We'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it in the special segment. I'm just very curious.
I should think about the answer, and then we'll talk about the special segment.
Yes.
And then you'll raise your hand later.
So, listen. We open up the show with the UTI. And you guys made a great point where this UTI hasn't been spoken about in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. It was 2 weeks ago that she had it, and then they didn't talk about it last week, and all of a sudden, it's back again.
And Roxy, your explanation for this is?
This is what I've been saying last week and the episode and the week before. These last 3 weeks have been over 3 days, period of 3 days. Number one, we know that because the nights keep overlapping. Where we end the previous episode, we pick up the next week. And of course we know that Italy was also taped in the same summer, so they didn't have time to finish the season, and they tried to squeeze it through. And they're doing an okay job, but we see that she's had a UTI 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, which was really 2 days ago.
And they also had another slip-up. We saw the scene,
tattoo.
It started with Dina with her full arm sleeve.
Yeah, getting
And then the next scene, she didn't have a tattoo, and she was getting it.
We also saw her with the full arm sleeve last week.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying.
So what's going on?
They're mixing and they're matching, and they're putting things... And I was talking to the kids in the real world about this and how MTV and all reality shows do this because it's television. They will take events that take place later in a season, and they'll stick them where it fits earlier in a season, just so that they can have something more entertaining that episode.
Create a story.
If they're lacking love life in that episode, if they're lacking partying, whatever it is, they'll take standalone events, and they'll try to place them earlier on. But it's clearly we're paying attention and we're noticing. And it's not okay in the way they're doing it right now. I feel very cheated, you know?
Yeah, it's like very obvious. And I remember just back in the day when reality first started becoming hot, like that was one thing that the people involved in reality would talk about. Well, you don't really know me. Like, it's editing. They're doing this to make us look like this way. But that's really not how it is. And this is the same situation, except it's so much more apparent to the audience.
Right.
I used to notice it all the time in Real World because I've watched all the seasons. And so I guess I'm not completely surprised. I just think it's funny, and I think that the editors and the producers and whatnot should pay more attention to that because they shouldn't underestimate the viewers.
I think I go to what Roxy said. They shot so they had such a little amount of time to stretch into two seasons.
Exactly. Another example would be the cake situation. This is a situation, or better yet, Vinny losing his keys. Take any other season. That never would have made airtime. Vinny lost his car keys. Yet we see it takes up 5 minutes of this episode because they have nothing else to put in.
Yeah, that was.
By the way, that girl behind the counter was trying so hard.
Yeah,
oh, of course.
And by the way, we don't even know how many that get cut that are trying.
Yeah.
To be on camera.
Right, absolutely. And the thing is, they just don't have enough juice to fill the season with. So that they're putting in the little funny things that you laugh at for a second and then you forget about. I mean, if we actually, when we break down this episode, we'll see what happened. Nothing at all. We saw nothing. We were teased about next week, where hopefully more will go on. What happened this week? Really nothing. It was a continuation of last week, and we will keep talking about it.
So my advice to the listeners is do what I did. Just drink during it, and then it's awesome.
And then you won't notice.
Cheers.
That is the key solution to getting through Jersey Shore.
But don't you guys think it's really funny and weird how we can go from Italy and all the drama with Gianni and how Roger didn't visit all the way into where they are right now, which is probably like 2 weeks later, where, you know, Roger and JWoww are hanging out again, and Gianni and Snooki are good, back to normal. It's so weird why to see,
we finally saw Sammy
in such a short amount of time.
Ronnie cuddling.
Before we get to that, this is in my notes. Why is it, though? Why is it suddenly okay? Was that just all made up?
That's a very good question, actually. What do you guys think? Yeah, I definitely think a lot of that now.
Totally.
Even the fact that we saw the scene with Snooki going to the doctor for the UTI, I feel like that was even scripted because she's in there. They put the mic on the doctor. I feel like normally in reality, boom mic, hello, like let everything be natural. Don't like stop the production to give some like mic somebody up in the doctor's office.
Yeah, the doctor was wearing the mic.
That was actually one of my favorite scenes of this episode because when you look at these people on the show and you put them next to a doctor, a respectable man,
right.
He's a doctor, he's not tan, he's not Wicked Guido. Wicked Guido.
Did you see how JWoww was dressed going to the doctor office?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, when you look next to this doctor, and it's funny. And I like that he was being himself. He didn't seem like he was playing to the camera. He just seemed like he was answering her questions like a concerned doctor.
You can have one drink.
He seems so uninterested in her.
Like. Exactly, and that's what's funny. We love seeing that, how they interact with people in the real world, how it actually affects them, but we don't get enough of that.
Can we be honest, though? Do you go to a regular doctor for UTI? I thought you go to your gynecologist, your OBGYN.
No?
I have the same for each, so I think
In California, it's like that, I guess. But in New York, like all doctors like are usually separate.
No, I'm talking about the East Coast.
Oh, really? Because I really didn't hear about that until I moved here, which is kind of funny. But yeah, I don't know. I thought that was weird. But I don't know, I feel like it's good.
You know,
most people don't even need to go to a doctor for a UTI. If you have a doctor already, you could have them call in antibiotics for you or something.
So again, it was nice.
It's scripted. I don't think she even had a UTI. Let's be real.
No, I think she probably, she might have, or she pretended
she
did.
She said she's had it 10 times in the past year.
Yeah, so like she
didn't bring
it up.
Some kind of medication on call or something.
Yeah, I'm sure she gets it all the time.
Danny the T-shirt man got a lot of love. He was in it a lot this episode.
One of the first things I wrote down was a lot of airtime for Danny the T-shirt guy.
With his faux hawk.
He's the one to see.
He's the one to see. I mean, is it that we're getting bored with these characters, so we're trying to bring new people in, and that's why the boyfriends, girlfriends, Danny T-shirt guy are getting so much time? Or do we like Danny the T-shirt guy?
No.
I saw that, you know what the closet sadist, the original, the sadist from the first episode, Danny the T-Shirt Man, who is just such a jerk. And then they got the power, and he's so docile, so defanged
now.
It was interesting to see the cake going. Dean's face. He never would have done that to Snooki. No
That's
way.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
You know, he like you could see he finally he was the real like T-shirt guy bully was able to briefly come back up.
You know what I have to say though. Speaking of hooking up with one of the guys from the Jersey Shore, I'd like to hook up with Danny.
Look at that.
Isn't that weird?
I love that.
I think he's really cute. He's good looking.
I don't think it's that weird. I just think he's annoying. He's so annoying.
I mean, in the show,
I really admire you for saying that. I'm stunned.
Like, yeah, who cares? He's cute.
You can find him very easily. I will make the trip
I'm
there.
Sure
with
you want to come with me?
So
yes, I want to come with you to the Jersey Shore. We have been planning going.
We
to
should do an entire Jersey Shore host trip there.
We wanted to do a show from
you
the T-shirt
so
shop.
Behind the bandwagon right now.
Oh my god!
We have been planning
guys.
This for the Jersey Shore was our first show we ever did here.
Hey, Phil.
I can't go because I'm too nerdy.
Yes, Kevin.
Is Candon around?
She's watching a show right now.
All right.
What about what do you want to do?
We have someone who does now brand for us. Tell if you.
No. Yeah. Here's Candon.
Candon,
come here.
Sit her down.
All right.
No, she doesn't want to talk.
Come here. All right.
Candon, hi.
Here, I'm going to give you the headset so you can listen.
Okay. What are we listening to?
Okay.
Jersey Shore.
I'm going to say something.
Hi, everyone. This is Candon Bliss. Candon Bliss does talent and brand relations for us here at AfterBuzz. And
I'm talking to the mic, though.
Oh.
And Candon, here's what we need. We need a vodka sponsor to sponsor a Jersey Shore after show live from the T-shirt shop on the Jersey Shore.
All right.
So they have to get us flights. They have to get us housing. And
I know. I have a connection to Firefly Vodka.
Okay.
Firefly?
I'll take Firefly?
I've never heard of it.
Sweet tea
vodka.
Ooh,
that's my favorite.
Yes, let's do
love
it.
You got to work your magic. Just call a vodka. I'm saying go. I think a vodka company, but I think something liquor related would work. And tell them that we want to do an after show at the Jersey Shore live from the T-shirt shop.
Live from the T-shirt shop.
And
great idea.
And yeah, and we'll that was the idea. And then we will live the Jersey Shore lifestyle for those.
And Joe will do
days.
Security for us, right?
Joe will do security.
Yeah, Joe.
Because you know I will get my ass kicked.
Can we do more than one?
We can do a couple.
T-shirt shop. And Karma,
that's what we were talking about.
And then the other thing is, we'll have Ian call the T-shirt shop and Karma and get us there.
That would be so much fun.
All right, so Candon, you got your marching orders?
Huh?
Yeah, marching orders?
Yes.
All right, good girl.
Right. And she's off.
Yay, Candon! Woo!
Nice. Okay, so...
Go team.
You have a vodka connection too, though.
I work for marketing companies, but I don't know, it's not the direct brand, like they work for the brand. I always find out.
We're going to figure this out.
I can give her the information.
We need some. Yeah,
we have like 5 months to work this out.
I'll just hit up Diddy.
Yeah, we got to do this summer.
We'll go from there.
Yeah, Diddy will send us.
The Rock Baby.
Okay, so Roger and JWoww, they make up with their fight. You know, again, is this real? Is this just made for television?
I still don't understand how she went from being totally pissed at Roger to taking the blame for everything and apologizing while he yells at her the entire time. I don't understand.
If I may, I'm going to interject on this.
Yeah.
Simply please. Because, you know, you guys are talking about like how it, you know, it's a span of 2 days and things like that. I think they're going psycho in this house. You know what I mean? Like a normal person, they have things to do. Like they have cell phones, they have email. Whereas these guys, all you have is... you know, your thoughts. And for these guys, they, you know, it's wearing on them. They can't be in their thoughts for this long. They
don't
nuts.
Have that many thoughts.
It just hit me. You know what? If you were producing this, you guys all produce in your own ways, except Roxy. She just drinks. But if you guys had 2 or 3 weeks to shoot these guys, it hits me. I'm sure in the mornings, they're handed pieces of paper. Don't you think, Phil, from producers with headsets, where it's like, okay, today you're going to do this call sheet, right? Mm-hmm. Where you're going to do this.
You know what's, interesting? Like there was a huge article for the season 4 one, and it was like Sally Ann Salsano on the couch with, I believe, Vinny and the situation, and they were just playing chess and talking and things like that. So they have these interactions directly with the producers.
It's not like real world where they can't say a word to producers or.
But they also can't say a word to cameraman.
Yeah,
in this stuff.
I don't know. So anyway, they make up, and we love that because we love Roger, and we love what JWoww's grown to. The house is very messy, you guys. At this point, my God, it's gross. A pigsty.
You see the sink?
And clutter reminds me of my bedroom.
I first noticed it in their bedroom when Jenny was getting some stuff out of her drawers, and all the girls were asking her about Roger, and it's just like clothes everywhere, crap all over the place, and then the kitchen is just like
for being there for like 3 weeks. It's kind of funny that it's that messy.
So they sit there and they decide we're going to make cake, and then all of a sudden all the cake materials are there, and
that's when you and I turned to each other and said. Definite dick in the soup.
Dick in the soup.
Why do they have sugar and flour and eggs and vanilla? Really? Really?
So they eat it on a regular
and
basis.
And frosting and icing for the letters. Really?
Yeah.
Come on, they're all on diets in that house.
So they make their cake and somebody... But here's the thing. I don't think they knew who took the piece of cake.
I think they thought it was a sitch. You know what was weird to me, though? Usually what the show does for us is they will show us and they'll cue us in on who is the person to be blamed. Mm-hmm. And then we watch the rest of the episode unravel while they blame somebody wrongly or whatever it is.
Right.
This, we got the opposite for once, which I really appreciated.
Right.
We didn't see who it was and we were sitting there assuming...
It's my situation.
Yeah.
And then we see it's Polly, and we are in with it along with the cast members as opposed to outside perspective.
Yeah, I totally get that. I like it too.
It was different.
That was nice. And I knew at least it was real that they didn't know who took it because the way Dina reacts.
The way we reacted to it.
When Polly whispers in her ear. And it was actually a cute moment between them. I'm a Dina fan. I really like Dina. I know you guys don't, but to me,
it's not that I don't.
Only because she's still so excited about all this. She's still
she has a good energy.
She does, and I admire Snooki because Snooki's still trying. She's still throwing out jokes. She's throwing out jokes. She's still trying to make this happen. But I don't like how she's trying. It was before she used to just be Snooki.
Right.
But at least half of me admires her for...
You appreciate what she's trying to do, but it's trying too hard.
But it's still trying.
I got you.
Which isn't the same. I don't know. Do we just go to Karma's situation in Paula?
Yeah, why not?
I think Paula's a little cutie pie. She looks like a little mouse, and usually I hate that look, but with her, it's kind of cute. Next to the situation, it's like this little thing, this little sexy thing.
Yeah.
And next to the big situation. And
it's her birthday.
She, she's giving out the golden ticket left and right. And but the thing that we find out tonight that I was very unaware of was this whole 3 years in the making comment.
Yeah.
What's the deal with that? 3 years in the making?
I think they've just known each other.
Yeah. They've been hooking up since season one. That's the comment.
But I don't understand because we saw them meet this season.
No, we didn't. He said that the whole house was talking about how Paula and him always hook up and they've been hooking up for a while and he always goes back to
her. Wait, Roxy, did you just miss the comment? I just said they've been hooking up since season one.
I know you said that, but I thought that we saw them... I don't remember her being.
We saw them meet up at the bar, I think, but they've been hooking up for a while. Yeah.
Okay.
There were just so many in season one.
And I think that he is, as I've said, he is so burnt out. I say it every week. He's burnt to a crisp. He has no friends in the house. I totally see him clinging to her at this point.
She's cute. Like, if you're straight, why wouldn't you? Come on.
Right.
That's
totally agree.
Thing. That's why we have so many questions.
Hottest girl that he's hooked up with on the show for sure.
And she looked super cute tonight on her birthday.
And you know what? He mentions, you know, well, I would definitely consider her being a girlfriend, whatever, but... How come you're not doing that if it's been 3 years? I'm thinking, like, if you get along so well and you really like this girl, what's your problem?
Well, if he is, in fact, straight, it's that he just wants to keep enjoying a typical male. He wants to keep getting his variety, and
the
then it just
thing
goes
that
back.
You said
to, yeah, if,
is, yeah.
But he hasn't
Which
been
is,
really bringing
not.
Home that many people, right? Or he is, and they're not doing anything, right?
Because he's gay. And we know this. I don't understand why it comes up every week.
Sorry, what if he is bi? What if he likes both?
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners
or principals. They might only not reflect all of AfterBuzz TV, but my views also and your views are the same as JWoww's, Snooki's. We said this in our news and gossip last week.
Right.
I mean...
Anyway, well, we'll talk more about him because the next night... They go to Jenks, and we get just a little heartbeat of Sammy and Ronnie. Ronnie gets really, really drunk and stumbles. We see a lot of cuddling between Ronnie and Sammy. We actually see them in bed. Did you guys catch that shot? Mm-hmm. We see them cuddling on the couch, and then we actually see them in bed together. It's very interesting. And then that's kind of it for them.
Which is funny though, because Ronnie was super wasted at the club, and you know he was dancing.
Oh, and she loved it,
and she was having a blast. And usually she gets pissed at him when he's drunk. So I thought
maybe because they're not in a relationship anymore. No, it's
yes, they you are. Guys, I'm telling you, they are.
Light bulb. What if the producer set their relationship up in the first place, and it was never even what we think it was?
Ooh,
no,
that's such a long.
No,
reach.
Because the thing is, this guy hooks up with people when he's not filming. Like I've seen him. Like, he hooks up with a lot of people even when he's dating Sammy.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah but it's called cheating on your girlfriend.
But she lives in Long Island too, or wherever, and she's not stupid. Well, I don't think they were really in a relationship.
And I find it's just interesting you say that, because I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm puzzled that this guy, he's got a really good build, he's super famous, and nothing. Nothing in Italy, guys. Nothing in this place. Vinny's grabbing everything. Polly's grabbing everything. Sitch is grabbing half of everything. Nothing. It doesn't make sense.
And there are girls out there that are just so naive that they just keep going back to it, even though it's not good. Like, think
meaning
of Sammy
going back
yeah,
to
going
him.
Back
oh,
to Ronnie.
I buy that, but why isn't Ronnie hooking up? Why aren't we seeing Ronnie hook up? Because he's got
it's
everything.
Too easy now.
Every girl's coming at him.
Too easy.
Too easy for him?
He could have what he wants, and he just hook up with her on the side. You know what I mean? Like, she's comfortable for him.
I don't know the answer. I just know something is up, that we're not seeing this guy hook up.
Maybe he's gay.
No, I don't think that's
No, he's
it.
Not. He's hooked up with girls. But
so Jenks is like, here's the interesting thing about the Jenks night was situation once again, kind of antagonizing Snooki, slurring his words. And, you know, Roxy, your thoughts on why he's slurring his words?
I go to college where people are on drugs all the time. And I watch and I understand. He is, and I would bet almost anything on it, he's on painkillers. He's on Oxycontins. He's on Percocets. He's on tranquilizers, cat, horse, whatever it is, K-pens, whatever he's choosing.
Awesome.
He's on downers.
So great.
And he's sitting there with his sunglasses on. Yeah? Yeah. Totally.
Wait. Guest coach, Joe here.
Wait, we're talking about
what
Sitch,
do you think?
I think Sitch. He's rolling.
He's rolling on what,
definitely
though?
Rolling on E.
You think E?
Oh.
No.
He's banged out on the Conpens.
Yeah. He's in
the other half
Conpens.
Of the time. So he's out. He's,
I think he's out and on it. Fine. If he's out and on E. But when he's home, he's sitting with his glasses on. He's chilling. He's
beamed
leaning
out.
Back. His personality
he's what,
changes.
Joe?
Beamed out.
Beamed out.
Beamed out. They're the beans. And his eyes, his pupils.
Thank you for
finally
God.
Somebody who understands my language over here.
We have the drug dictionary.
I just read about it.
Yeah. You know, I learned I they only call them beans on in Massachusetts. So, person from home. Yeah. So, no, whatever. His eye. Just because I know about this stuff doesn't
he's
mean like that I'm a freaking user.
Just,
okay.
He's like, just wear the boots.
Your professors teach you about that, right?
All the time. No, I've had a million friends who have gone down this path. And you know what? It's a path straight down.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no up.
Right.
Yep.
And it's sad. But we saw him at the top, and he's sinking to the bottom. And unless he gets off this right now, he's going down until he's...
I want to share a strange premonition I had last week.
What happened?
Situation ODs one day. What do you think?
Did you ever dream
on
about
this
that?
Show?
No, not on this season, show. Yeah. No. I'm saying down in the future.
Like down the road.
That's how he meets his end.
You don't just keep.
You
I mean,
like what do you think?
I could see that. I could definitely see him spiraling out.
He's definitely most likely to OD on this crew.
I would say 100%.
I'm wondering if that's not going to be his demise.
Well, listen, I could see him on Celebrity Rehab.
If you're into those types of drugs and you don't stop, you're going to OD eventually. You will. I mean, it's sad, but there's so many people that have.
Whoa, you think he's going to come back, Phil?
I do.
Wow.
He's coming back.
I don't know. Mike's an insecure person. I don't think he has that strength. Will. Yeah, to like be able to get himself out of anything.
Nope. Getting,
you know, he's easily molded.
Being addicted to painkillers and trying to come off them. First of all, he would never do it during a season because your side effects are so severe that he wouldn't be able to be filming. So now
I'm not liking where this is going for Sitch.
Now he's already
no, hooked. Right, Joe? What do you think about the ODing in the future?
Definitely what she's saying, because the withdrawals alone, he'd just be on the
he wouldn't
the
be
floor.
Able to be on.
He'd be useless to the show. Number one, they wouldn't do it.
Wow,
he has to be on them now. Now that he started,
right.
While he's filming, he's no
not
choice.
Even you know. To get off, really, it's just maintenance. But I see that happening.
Right, I kind of feel
the
it.
The way they drink, and you know, then he's whatever he's fine.
And then
and
that you, with drinking, oh my god!
And then the career, it's cooling off, and he doesn't really have a talented DJ or other. Streams of revenue.
But wouldn't he have had some kind of effect with the mixture of the drugs and the alcohol, whether it's like physical, you could see it in his face, or whether it's
alcohol is a depressant as well. So you're taking multiple depressants and you're seeing him literally deteriorate.
Look at his eyes.
His personality, exactly.
This is, you know, the.
He's not.
And again, he's so alone in that house, and that's what he's calling friends, come down, come be with me.
Paranoia.
Paranoia, all the symptoms, Joe, there, right?
Why are you talking about me? Why are you talking about me?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He always says that.
Wow.
And the mood swings, it's the biggest one. I'm going to be Snooki's best friend. Right. I'm going to take
I don't
Snooki
want,
out.
I mean, listen, I'm not rooting for this to happen, but geez, really would bring the show back, don't you think? Then we'd be having some fun.
It's all about the drama.
Yeah. Oh my god! It would make the show very interesting if he came out on television with a drug problem. That's for sure.
Well, what's his name? The Unit did.
That would keep his career going after Jersey Shore. He can go on all the different Dr. Drew
that's
shows.
That's probably going to be his next branding. I'm sure everybody else, that's all the producers already know.
Well, Joe, listen, let's get to, you know, before we talk about the camera and the outro, but Joey and Dina, Dina actually finds a guy.
A good-looking guy.
Yeah, Jessica wanted to bang him. No, you wanted to give him a hand
release.
Wait.
The guy that was on tonight.
She just wanted to give him a hand release. You didn't want to bang him, right?
The big yeah, shirt. I'll leave that for Dina.
You want
to give he's been on the show. She keeps hooking up with him.
Yeah, but
that's not the boyfriend of today.
No. But he's so, I agree.
And
he's
so,
cute.
Yeah, but so I'm saying, like, come on. Joey, what are you doing, buddy? How did you blow this? Like, stay in that game. Ride that train.
He doesn't seem like somebody who's like, I want this so bad. Yeah. He's like, ooh, fun. My 15 minutes. Okay, I'm going to go back to my job.
I think with, like, I don't want to be mean. I can't be mean on
him. No, you can be mean, of course.
Well, I just feel like certain
people...
Hold
on, guys. Not to interrupt you. You guys may remember Adam Sudman. Now, it's not Adam Sudman that I have on the line, but I have Adam. It has apparently hooked us up someone who does casting for the Jersey Shore.
Oh,
so I wanted to interrupt you guys.
And Adam, awesome. Who spent Valentine's with Gabby. Which is perfect. Adam Sudman.
Now again, this is Adam just texting me this, so I wanted to patch him right through. I did not actually. Gabby.
Yes.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Kevin?
Yes, sir.
It's Andrew Lee. How are you?
Andrew Lee. What are you? What a surprise.
I'm so impressed with your show. I got to tell you, your look tonight is unbelievable.
Oh, thank you very much, Andrew Lee.
I'm thinking you should be on the Jersey Shore.
Kevin. Andrew, now see, you'll relate to this, Andrew. I want to be on the Jersey Shore so bad. I wish I could go back in time, or I wish it was like Make a Wish Foundation, where I could like put up like $50,000 and go in that house and just. Andrew, wouldn't it be great to just? You're a hard worker. You're so responsible. How great would it be, Andrew, if we could just go in there and drink all day?
I gotta be honest here. You know, I've never seen you on camera before. Obviously, we've known each other for a while.
Yeah,
I've seen Maria, and I'm starting to question the relationship between you and Maria.
Why? Maybe I'm
on camera, and now looking at you on camera, I'm starting to realize it. I think it's more about you.
I'm the one.
That's amazing.
I'm the one. They've been holding me down.
Kevin, you know that's not what Make a Wish does.
You've been held back. There's a charisma factor here.
I can't believe you're watching, Andrew. Andrew. By the way, Andrew knows how to party. But Andrew, how great would it be if you could just drink all day, work out, and pick up girls, and have all girls just come on to you? Like, wouldn't that be amazing to be in that house?
A guy named Hugh Hefner did that for a few years.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
He still does it.
And okay. I got to tell you, the concept of that is not too far off.
it's not.
I'm starting to question the work ethic in America.
Well,
if we introduce drinking around 12:30, we may be a more productive country. Look at Italy. They make fine products.
Yeah, because
I'm with you. I feel that. Drinking around the clock. Working your butt.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Well, Kevin, I just want to say one thing. I'm hoping that the I know this is a Jersey Shore, interview
show.
Tonight. I'm hoping we can continue this in the Palm Springs spirit tomorrow.
Yes, at a $40,000 layer, bigger than Frank's and Archer's, which we love. Yeah, I'll be down there. But listen, but Andrew, real quick, any one of these people from the Jersey Shore, if they came into Jerry Lee, your clothing company, and wanted to do a clothing line, would you work with any of them at this point
brands? Definitely, if there's an angle, I would definitely have an opening door, and I would sit down with any of them, and I would definitely be receptive. Seriously, if there's an angle.
If there's an angle, but they'd have to create that. You wouldn't be the one to do it?
I would create it. I'd be open to it. I mean,
by the way,
it's got to be credible.
Andrew's very, very choosy. Andrew, can you tell some of the people you've worked with that you've done lines with? Because
well,
if you won't, I will.
You know, Gwen Stefani for 9 years.
Right.
Worked with Avril Lavigne. One of my favorite celebrities of all time would be Mickey Mouse since 89.
Yeah. He's the Disney guy. Andrew, the house that Disney built, right?
The house that Disney built.
Yeah. But that's interesting. That's interesting that you'd work with, you'd have a conversation with any of them.
How about Sitch?
I'm a little scared, actually, where this is getting broadcasted tonight.
I know.
Your phone's going to be ringing soon.
It probably will be, but that's okay. I'll be there when you meet with them. Andrew,
sounds good.
Thank you for calling in. I'll see you over the weekend.
A pleasure, guys, and I'll see you tomorrow, Kevin. Right. Looking
Thanks
forward
for
to
calling.
It.
Bye, Andrew.
Good luck, guys. Take care.
Yeah.
Bye.
Andrew's awesome.
Yeah, he seems really cool.
That was great. Not a casting person, Phil, but okay. We'll take him. But at least we got
again, that's Adam just texted me. I have a casting guy pick up. So I was like, all right,
by the way,
fine.
Adam works at AfterBuzz, and he seems to think it's funny. That's his versions, like the practical jokes he does to us, like it's funny to him, but it makes
not to anyone else.
No, it's not terrible. It's not good for broadcasting. Like, but anyway, it's all. He just is. He wanted to move from college, but that was good to talk to Andrew because I'm surprised because he's very judicious about who he works with, what stars.
So he runs a clothing line.
Jerry Lee Clothing is one of the bigger clothing lines out there. He's done all the Disney, clothing for years. But he works with a lot of the stars. That's interesting. He said he talked to them, but now he's nervous. They probably will call him.
That's
well, why wouldn't he talk to them?
Because he only works with certain brands. I've seen him kind of avoid people at parties or whatever. Like people always corner him. You know, a lot of stars because everyone wants to make more money off their brand.
Right.
And everyone wants a clothing line. Everyone's like, oh, my jean line,
everyone
my t-shirt line. Right? It's
line.
Like it's the one thing I suggest not to do. To
well,
be honest, because everyone has
one.
Yeah, they all do. I know all the real worlders.
Or perfume.
I know all the challenge guys have t-shirts, t-shirt
That's
line.
Crazy.
Yeah, so
That's
anyway, well, we go to Karma and we kind of know it's a calm before the storm. And somebody messes with J-Wow looks amazing. And I remember saying,
yeah,
I wish
you were pretty excited.
I thought she
about
looked
that.
Amazing. And you guys really, like,
K-Wow.
Really? No? What?
Come on, really?
She has a great body, but that was like a total stripper outfit.
Why do I go drop $1,000 at a strip club?
With like chains. Even Snooki said she had nothing on.
Can you imagine?
I thought she was just going to wear that for Roger when he came home and so they could hook up and whatever. I didn't think she was going to be wearing that out in public.
I'd be
if your girlfriend wore that
I'd be self-conscious outside. I would be just because it'd be too much attention. But around the house, no, I would 100%
unless
love that.
It seemed like they were going to a theme party. He was in a referee jersey, and she was in a slave and master uniform.
Yeah. But honestly, I do have to give J-Wow props because she went out there and she rocked it, and
she
didn't seem like the least bit self-conscious. She
was
like so
body.
Confident.
She looks great. She does.
Well,
even girls with good bodies usually would be somewhat self-conscious about wearing
it. It ends up
like that.
That's awesome that she's like that.
It looks. It leads to a fight, and I'm so excited for this fight, and you can tell by the predictions for next week. The fight is a wet firecracker. It doesn't seem like it goes anywhere. But
really? I thought I saw more in the last episode they teased it.
I hope so. I hope we end up seeing
more.
We've got to fly through. Phil, I think we got to skip commercial and do news and gossip.
All right, let's do that.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, well, last week we squashed rumors that Snooki's preggers, but one thing she has repeatedly said that she is ready for is marriage, and now she's telling In Touch as soon as Gianni can get his act together, she cannot wait for him to pop the question. She says, I'm not thinking it may happen, I know. I'm just waiting for him to ask. I'm 24, I've had all the fun I'm ever going to have in my life. I found the right guy, and I'm just waiting for him.
Okay, so that's this week's news drop. Every week she drops, it's I need breasts, and I'm a lesbian, and now I want to get married. All right, go to the next one.
Well, in case Jersey Shore ever has a chance of becoming a movie, hopefully not.
Don't say that.
Dina has already cast herself. Dina tells New York Daily News that she thinks, get this, Sandra Bullock should play her because she's bubbly and fun and she's a good time, you know?
Perfect, perfect.
Dina says, quote, I feel like she can play the meatball part well. Mm-hmm. However, she would have to tweak a few things. First off, she'd need to work on her tan. And secondly, she'd need to learn the infamous Jersey Turnpike. Maybe Gabby could teach her.
Gabby, you will. In another few minutes.
I would love to teach Sandra Bullock.
All right, what's our next thing?
An Italian-American group is responding to, help me with this, Hoboken?
Hoboken, yes.
Hoboken.
You got it, girl.
To their rejection of MTV's reality show, the spinoff for
Snooki and JWoww
show.
They're giving the city's mayor an award. The Italian American One Voice Coalition presented Mayor Don Zimmer with its Una Voce. Sorry, I didn't speak Italian. Award for denying the film permits to the show because they feel that it promotes negative stereotypes of Italian Americans. Zimmer says the decision to deny permits was made based on safety and quality of life concerns for residents of Hoboken.
Well, I can see that because it's
I cannot
it's
imagine
crazy.
Them in Hoboken.
What's the next one? Yeah, no.
However, in a last-ditch effort to stop filming before next week's start date, a group of residents are planning to present Jersey City's Mayor Jeremiah Healey with a petition against filming the Jersey Shore spinoff. Jersey City is not a party town. Grove Street is not a party district, says petition creator Rory Nugent. Quote, we feel that MTV's new show will make a mockery of us, whether it be intentional or not. The petition, which has more than 650 signatures, will be given to Healy before his State of the City speech tonight. Healy has been an advocate for the show, telling the Jersey Journal that he sees the show as an opportunity to show off the assets of the city. Facebook groups are also advocating a protest in front of City Hall, asking Healy to listen to the concerns of the residents. Eric Fleming, a Jersey City resident who started the Facebook group Stop Jersey Shore in Jersey City, has been urging his neighbors to call City Hall to express their disappointment with the decision and is planning to gather a group with signs to get their voices heard.
What concerns? What? It's harmless fun, you guys.
It's so not true. Oh my god, not in my town.
Yeah, no, it's really? They bring a lot with them.
A lot
of baggage. Go ahead.
And last but not least, Vinny is going to be at the NBA All-Star Game as one of their celebrities.
Whoa, that's awesome. I saw his video promo for that.
He rallied more than 2.7 million Twitter followers to convince the NBA to add him to the roster. And he'll be joining other celebrities like Neo, Common, Kevin Hart, and many, many more.
You guys check out that video where he hits three after three.
So he's playing in the Celeb All-Star Game. Very nice.
And he was practicing with Ronnie.
Okay, and that is your AfterBuzz TV news and gossip.
We have an exclusive.
What's that?
Before we go into special segment.
What?
So you guys, you know how we have the Jersey Shore and it's been working for TV? Well, Oxygen Network is bringing a new show to the air called Brooklyn 11223.
Ooh.
And that's very exclusive because they just posted about it on the 13th of this month. And they literally have no information about it yet online. It's just like one little promo, which I'm going to have you guys watch right now so you can see it.
Look at you.
Model, like I'm walking like with my swag on.
Oh my God.
I'm going to buy a red nose and a curly wig. Merry Christmas, you clown.
A lot of haters out there on this one.
Oh,
you guys go online and read the comments off of this
trailer. My whole family
trailer.
Lives in Brooklyn and they're not
Not representing Brooklyn.
My jaw hit.
This does not represent Brooklyn at all.
Oh,
do we
my
have the promo picture of the cast?
Goodness.
Can you pop that up there too? Just so
Kathy, what are you doing?
There's
you
a just promo asked picture me for a video. On that website. It's on the same website, Phil. It's easy.
I mean, you know I'm in. I'm going to jump all into this.
All right, why don't we get into predictions, though.
But to eclipse the Jersey Shore, they have to go like a level lower. They have to go to brutality, so which they clearly have.
Yeah.
All right, predictions for next week. Anyone?
Okay, here's what we're seeing on Scenes from next week, so we can talk about it like this.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh, new soundbite.
Yeah, I hate when he does that. Phil, Joe's here. Can I get my real predictions dropped? You guys get rid of that one.
I like that one for speed.
You love that too much.
Okay, so we see that Snooki and Gianni, no sex, some issue. They can't go a night without fighting. Why won't Gianni have sex with Snooki? I don't know.
Dick in the
but
soup.
Maybe he
then we see that Vinny says he's doing something that's possibly questionable with Snooki.
Ooh, them making a comeback. You know, I've heard from people backstage at certain shows that Johnny's gone to that they're actually a very cute couple. He's very quiet. He's very
WWE friend said that to us.
He dotes over her, whatever. So I don't know.
I don't know. And we also see Rogers fight with the boy that's stalking Jenny.
Yeah, in the club.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll have fun. I think we'll drink more, so that's good. What do you guys know? As we go out of here, you know, I was thinking about
who.
The guy from season one who punched Snooki in the face. Where do you think he's
at
right now?
Where?
Did he go to jail?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did, and he that night too.
Can we find out?
Him.
I know he got arrested, but did he? Like, I think he did.
Yeah,
he get off?
We can find out about that.
Yeah, can we find out what happened? He was a teacher.
We should ask Legal Lady.
Yeah.
Let's ask Mari Fagel.
You know what
Lady.
I think? I think you guys should drink.
Yes, you guys, here we go.
Chicken, yeah. Oh, shoot. We didn't get chasers.
No. Come on. Just one chaser. You're not going to crack four big spikes for everybody. Come on.
Well, me and Jess need chasers, that's for sure.
Yep, the nerds.
Thanks. Love you guys.
We love you guys, too.
Love you guys.
All right. So,
this is for AfterBuzz fans and Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Woo! Cheers,
baby. Come back and see us next week. And you know what? Let's get down to the shore. Salud. Mazel tov.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.